Hello. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Tom Lane with Sabbath Bible Study. What's with all the unhappy people? With all of the freedom of choice that this world has to offer, we would think we would easily find happy people. But happy people can be hard to find. Why is it that so many in this world seem to be unhappy? Unhappiness permeates much of what we know in this world. And for those who are enduring the most challenging of circumstances, being unhappy can be understood. But what about everyone else whose most challenging part of life is navigating the drive-through line to get morning coffee? What is it about hundreds of television and radio channels to specifically suit their preferences and interests that leads to unhappiness? And what a time to be alive with the world of medical wonders. If there is a medical condition impacting your health, there is likely a pill, injection, or treatment that can mitigate your circumstances. Those who don't like the way their aging body is looking can get plastic surgery. And if a person wants to lose weight, why exercise when a pill can shed those pounds for you? Some find themselves engrossed in this world to find happiness and look to politics, sports, and finances. With politicians promising just about anything to be elected, why would anyone be unhappy? When it comes to sports, there is not only the game, but the people who play the game. Some seek happiness in the success of their favorite sports team or hero, and as long as your team or hero wins, all is good. But as soon as their hero goes to play for another team, that hero becomes like an enemy, even though it is the same athlete. Some look to control over personal finances as a way to find happiness, as if the more one has, the happier the person is. Some look to comedy to find happiness, and it seems like comedy is becoming darker and darker as life becomes harder. Others have a hard time finding happiness through pursuits of life and seek happiness in a bottle, pill, or drug that is consumed in some other way. Only through an alteration of their body's chemistry do they find happiness. And all of this takes place in a world where people can do just about whatever they want to do. So in a world where people can do just about whatever they want to do, what's with all the unhappy people? As Christians, we have to be careful not to let the unhappiness of this world rub off on us. While we are called, we still live in this world, and all that is both good and evil in this world impacts us. We cannot let what is unhappy in this world to impact us, and it is easy for unhappiness to sneak up on us, as easy it was for the serpent to connect with Eve in the Garden of Eden. The life that we have been called to live as Christians is not a life of unhappiness, but one where, because of the faith and hope we have, is closely linked with happiness. When the Word of God comes to people, when they are called, happiness is the result for those who respond to the calling. There is a joy and rejoicing that comes with receiving the Word of God and the Holy Spirit, and it is a type of happiness that people in this world will not understand unless they are also called. There is a great account of a person rejoicing after receiving the Holy Spirit, the account of Philip and the eunuch. Let's read Acts 8, starting with verse 26. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning, and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. And then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me. And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. And the place of the scripture which he read was this: He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before a shearer, so he opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. Having the Holy Spirit gives us the opportunity to know God and trust God. But for this world that has not been called, there is no trust in God as we have trust in God, even if it is written on the currency of the United States. Where there is no trust in God, people tend to look for other sources of happiness, including trusting others. The Bible shows us that there is a huge problem trusting other people. Jeremiah is quite blunt and calls it a curse to trust in man while also having no connection with God. Jeremiah 17, verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, Cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. Jeremiah also tells us to be wary of our neighbors. The reason people first started living together in towns and cities was for mutual protection. Instead of living in the countryside with neighbors a long distance away, in cities and towns, neighbors are close and aid in mutual protection. And yet we are told to be wary of our neighbors and not to trust anyone, especially those who refuse to know God. Jeremiah 9, verse 4. Take heed every one of his neighbor, and trust ye not in any brother, for every brother will utterly supplant, and every neighbor will walk with slanders. And they will deceive every one his neighbor, and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies, and weary themselves to commit iniquity. Thine habitation is in the midst of deceit. Through deceit they refuse to know me, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, Behold, I will melt them and try them, for how shall I do for the daughter of my people? Their tongue is as an arrow shot out, it speaketh deceit. One speaketh peaceably to his neighbor with his mouth, but in heart he layeth his weight. In our geopolitical world, nations have allies that are thought of as their friends. Trusting in other nations instead of God is not something we are to do, because even if they have military might, they are nothing before God, because God looks to those who seek him. Isaiah 31, verse 1. Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help, and stay on horses, and trust in chariots, because they are many, and in horsemen, because they are very strong, but they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. Yet he also is wise and will bring evil and will not call back his words, but will arise against the house of the evildoers and against the help of them that work iniquity. Now the Egyptians are men and not God, and their horses flesh and not spirit. when the Lord shall stretch out his hand, both he that helpeth shall fall, and he that is holpen shall fall down, and they all shall fail together. Micah warns us that there will be times when those closest to us won't be able to be trusted. If we look at the world in which we live and see a lot of unhappiness, imagine how much more the world will be unhappy during the time that Micah writes about. Let's read Micah 7, starting in verse 5. Trust ye not in a friend, put ye not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. For the son dishonoreth the father, the daughter riseth up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. In writing of the day of the Lord, Isaiah gives a good description of what to expect, explaining how God will be on all who reject him, and it will not matter where those people may be. Wherever those people are during the day of the Lord, God will find them as all that they value aside from God himself becomes worthless. Isaiah reminds us that during this time, to cease from man, to stop trusting in man, and if that is a warning during this future day of the Lord, it's important for us to remember it at this time. Isaiah 2, verse 12. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon everyone that is proud and lofty, and upon everyone that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low, and upon all the cedars of Lebanon that are high and lifted up, and upon all the oaks of Bashan, and upon all the high mountains, and upon all the hills that are lifted up, and upon every high tower, and upon every fenced wall, and upon all the ships of Tarshish, and upon all pleasant pitchers. And the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be made low, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. And the idols he shall utterly abolish, and they shall go into the holes of the rocks, and into the caves of the earth, for fear of the Lord, and for the glory of his majesty when he arises to shake terribly the earth. In that day a man shall cast his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which they made each one for himself to worship, to the moles and to the bats, to go into the clefts of the rocks and into the tops of the ragged rocks for fear of the Lord, and for the glory of his majesty, when he ariseth to shake terribly the earth. Cease ye from man, whose breath is in his nostrils, for wherein is he to be accounted of? Proverbs also tells us not to trust ourselves, telling us that those who trust themselves are fools. Proverbs 28, verse 26. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. Some look to political leaders, and we are also told not to trust in our political leaders, because at the end of the day, they are people just like we are people. And unless God is in the picture, they will also come to nothing. Psalm 146, verse 3. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth, and that very day his thoughts perish. Lack of hope can be a reason why people are unhappy. Think back to the reactions you saw during COVID. Did you see lots of people who had full confidence and hope in God? Or did you see lots of people who were scared to death of what COVID might do? Where there is risk to life, we should expect to all have a heightened sense of awareness of the dangers around us and take precautions. Many people took precautions during COVID, and many were still scared to death of COVID. Many of these people lack a relationship with God and Jesus Christ, where they have hope of eternal life and the kingdom of God. And that lack of a relationship with God and Jesus Christ provides a link to unhappiness. Before we were called, we were also lacking that relationship, and unhappiness was a part of our life because we lacked hope. It is through Jesus Christ we have peace and hope. Ephesians 2, verse 11. Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at the time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. When death comes to each of us, it is those who have no hope who suffer the most. Those of us with hope understand there is more to life than just the physical life we have now. But for those with no hope, death is understood to be forever, and that brings sorrow. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. The Holy Spirit gives us a relationship with God in Jesus Christ where we can trust God. Where there's a curse in trusting man, there is a greater blessing in trusting God. And we are urged to trust God and have hope in God because we will flourish. Jeremiah 17, verse 7. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when the heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Isaiah tells us to always trust God, because God will always be there for us. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord, Jehovah, is everlasting strength. During the future time of trouble that Micah wrote about, he also wrote about trusting God, because God will respond to us, and when necessary, pick us up off of the ground to spite our enemies. Micah 7, verse 7. Therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. It is in the book of Psalms that we see the connection between happiness and trusting and having hope in God. It is God who made heaven and earth, who looks out for people who are easy to overlook, who will also bring disaster to the wicked. For those of us who have the Holy Spirit, we are happy because we trust God and have hope in God. Psalm 146, verse 5. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever. Even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. We are also told in the book of Psalms that whenever we are afraid is a good time to trust God, knowing that we have nothing to fear when we trust God. When people say evil things about us, we trust God. When they plot how to bring physical harm to us, we trust God because we know God is for us. Psalm 56, verse 3. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they wrest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In thine anger cast down the people, O God. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. There is a blessing in trusting God instead of trusting those who are the powerful in society. Unlike the powerful in society, what God has done is too long to list. Remember, blessings bring happiness. Psalm 40, verse 4. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us word, they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. It is when we trust in God and do what God expects that we can delight ourselves in God. Instead of seeking revenge or being angry, we let God handle that for us. Because we trust in God, because we do not focus on anger and revenge, that leaves room for happiness. Psalm 37, verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, forsake wrath, fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be, yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Instead of trusting in military might, we trust in God, knowing that it is God who can get us through any battle, even when we are significantly outnumbered. Psalm 20, verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Proverbs tells us to trust in God with all our heart and not to lean on our own understanding. It is when we rely on what we know that we are likely to come up short and be unhappy. But when we trust in God, it brings us to a place beyond happiness where it is like a healing of the body. Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. Trusting people can entrap us, but trusting God always leads us to safety. And given the two choices, being entrapped or being safe, we are much more likely to be happy when we are safe. Proverbs 29, verse 25. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. When we trust in God, we focus on the life to come and find happiness through that, not what is happening immediately to us today. This world does not understand the hope that we have, and even when we are looked down on for the faith we have, we can find happiness through our relationship with God and the hope that we have. 1 Timothy 4, verse 8. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is unto that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. Trusting in God is what will bring us happiness and contentment. Trusting in God is not an express ticket to the life of luxury, but will bring us to happiness and contentment in the life that we have. God knows that being happy is important in our life, and when we enjoy life, that is a gift from God. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also he hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor, it is the gift of God. We can choose to trust in others than God, and we can even trust in ourselves instead of God, but that will lead to unhappiness. It is when we are happy that it does our body good. Proverbs 17, verse 22. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. Sometimes what brings joy in heaven isn't about us. Sometimes the act of another person coming to repentance is what brings joy. God wants to bring all the lost sheep home, and he does that through Jesus Christ. Just like a shepherd has joy when a lost sheep is found, heaven rejoices when a person comes to repentance. Luke 15, verse 3. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost, until he find it. And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Either what woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I have lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Even with what we think is spiritual, we can have the wrong focus. And that wrong focus can cause us to miss out on opportunities to be happy. The 70 disciples were very excited because they were able to cast out demons. And Jesus told them they had the wrong focus. He told them to be happy because their names were written in heaven. Luke 10, verse 17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Sometimes we are not happy because we focus on what we physically have rather than what we spiritually have. And when asked about dividing an inheritance, Jesus told the person to not be greedy, considering what leads to an abundant life is not the total of one's possessions. Luke 12, verse 13. And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother, that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. He then spoke a parable explaining that instead of being greedy, it's important to lay up treasure towards God, showing we are happy when we spiritually grow. Verse 16. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do. I will put down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Jesus reminded the disciples of the importance in continuing in love and keeping the commandments, as these lead to happiness. John 15, verse 9. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. It is through faith we have peace with God through Jesus Christ, and that peace brings us to happiness. Happiness from God does not mean we will have a trouble-free life. Because the troubles we have brings us patience, and the patience gives us experience, and the experience gives us hope. Hope of eternal life in the kingdom of God. Romans 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we also have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience, experience, and experience, hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Paul stressed the importance of contentment to Timothy, showing that with other people, there will always be different types of disputes, with some equating physical wealth with righteousness. Paul explained the need to be very rich with contentment coupled with godliness. 1 Timothy 6, verse 3. If any man teach otherwise, and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such withdraw thyself. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. Being humble leads to happiness. God gives grace to the humble and resists the proud. Happiness does not come from seeking to gain physical possessions. James 4, verse 1. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? Ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, ye may consume it upon your lusts. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do you think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. When we are not greedy, we can be content with those things that we have. And that contentment brings peace and happiness, as we know we can trust God. Hebrews 13, verse 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Happiness comes from having the right spiritual focus. Paul told the Philippians to think on those things which are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of a good report, having virtue, and being worthy of praise, knowing that we can do all things through Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again. wherein you were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. We do live in an unhappy world that is unhappy as it pursues whatever it wants, making the world we live in a very ironic place. We could become part of that unhappiness by rejecting God, or we can choose happiness by trusting in God. When we trust in God, we focus on those things which are spiritual, not those things which are physical. We focus on the hope that we have, the kingdom of God and God's righteousness. We focus on that which is spiritual, growing the fruit of the Holy Spirit, knowing that, like Paul, we can do all things while being happy because we are strengthened by Jesus Christ. Thank you for joining us today. God willing, we'll get together next time on the Sabbath. Until then, thank you for joining us today.